The saint of today, disputed by some, forgotten by others, but nevertheless honored by the sacred liturgy of Holy Mother of the Church, is a very exceptional saint. The place where she lived and died is very blessed because it is St. Christina of Bolsena, not too far from Rome. And of course, there is Lake Bolsena there. And it is a place where our Lord, right before the institution of the Feast of Corpus Christi, chose to give us two very wonderful miracles of the Eucharist, and the miracle of Orvieto and the miracle of Bolsena. And so her name and her relics are honored by such a wonderful thing. Now, if you go to Bolsena, it's just a medieval town in the hills outside of Rome. Not too close, but it is outside of Rome. And if you go to the Basilica of St. Christina, you will go down way into the crypt, where all of it is rock, very sober and somber. And there is that her altar has her relics. And there it was that in the 13th century or so, our Lord chose to grant a priest from Bohemia, modern-day Czechoslovakia, to have a doubt during the consecration at Mass, as he was celebrating Mass, on the relics of St. Christina. And then, of course, the Eucharist changed and began to bleed and changed to flesh. All of these things we still have to this day. And not too far from there is Orvieto, which had a similar experience. But why so much over this martyr? She's a very unique martyr because she was from a pagan family, a wealthy ruling pagan family, and her father went away on a trip. In the meantime, she heard about these Christians, these Catholics, and she sought to know more. And she converted. And what's really exceptional about her, and disputed by some, but we have writings from that very era, and she died around the year 300 in Tuscany, in the area of Tuscany where Bolsena is, that she was 10 years old. She's definitely one of the youngest martyrs of the church. Of course, it's centuries ago, and Venerable Pius XII commended St. Maria Goretti, who was just 13, for the fact that in her youth and innocence, she was able to suffer so much for Christ. In her case, for the sake of purity. Christina, for the sake of the faith. And her father himself ordered her to be killed under the guidance of the Emperor Diocletian before his conversion, or before he died and Constantine the Great, Saint Constantine the Great, took over the Roman Empire and legalized and made the Catholic faith the faith of the Roman Empire. So all these things happen all around the same time. And this little girl, 10 years old, was in some way or other involved. And so today, we honor her memory, this young girl, young enough that really arouses admiration and amazement, that she would have had the knowledge and the courage, the fortitude to go through this, and she went through all kinds of tortures. I won't go into them, but they were horrible, including having bones broken, her teeth broken, all kinds of things. So she went through all this rather than renounce the faith. And this is one of those rare occasions, of course I mentioned them here and there, especially when we are studying the commandments, especially with children, that there are some occasions, not too many, but there are some occasions when the fourth commandment is put aside for a particular person. Honor thy father and thy mother. Obey thy father and thy mother. But if thy father and thy mother ask you to abandon Christ, then you do not have to obey them, and you do not sin. And this is an exemption, of course, but it is the truth. And so it was in the case of St. Christina. Later on we see St. Barbara had a similar experience, but she was older. She was probably closer to 20. But Christina was 10 years old. It arouses admiration, amazement, and thanksgiving. And so there, our Lord was to honor her by permitting these two wonderful miracles of the Eucharist, and not too far from there is also the other great miracle of the Eucharist at Lanciano. All of these miracles are still around. The host that turned to flesh, the blood that came forth from the host, all these things are there. And they are a witness and testimony to the reality of Christ and to the reality of the most holy sacrament of the Eucharist, whom we honor in a very special way this evening, on this Thursday evening, when we have the great blessing of benediction of the Holy Eucharist, when we'll be able to adore this very same sacrament of the Eucharist, this very same Jesus, who was honored in many ways by St. Christina, and whom he himself honored her later with these miracles. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. Of course, we cannot forget that today is a vigil of the great solemn feast of St. James, patron of Spain. Santiago de Compostela is as he is known in Spain, because his relics were taken, the first apostle to die, and his relics were taken back to Spain, which he evangelized in Santiago in the Galician Peninsula. And so tomorrow, of course, we will celebrate his holy feast. May God bless and deliver Spain from the heresy of modernism and everything else that's going on today, and restore the faith in the Mass to Spain, where hundreds of thousands of young persons are returning to the traditional rite. In nomine Patris et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti. Amen.